collection survey from San Juan are in, and there are very positive feedback on the...
Hiyoka?
Yeah, Kim?
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to confirm this call is being recorded.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much. So back to San Juan. As I was saying, the results of the meeting satisfaction survey are in, and there's very positive feedback on how this session was being held and was being conducted in San Juan. People really appreciated the possibility to provide input and the interactivity of the workshop style session. So thank you very much for making this a success. Regarding
pleasure.
Thank you. Giovanni, is it correct that you're not on on Zoom, that you're only on the audio?
I'm not on Zoom, I'm on the audio, but I have the documents in front of me.
Okay, great.
All the documents.
Mm-hmm. What we're currently displaying in Zoom is just the agenda, so I'll now pull up the document with the recommendations, the ones that I just shared with the group earlier today. Please give me a moment and I'll pull up the document. And after the call, I will also share a link with you to a survey, which was made by ICANN IT department. We would like to collect your feedback on how the new meeting tools are working for you.
Okay.
It's working for you, Jordan. Do you see the new document?
No, I just currently see the agenda. But I have read, I read the summary matrix that you sent around by email, and I had a quick look at the three people's survey results.
Mm-hmm.
There's the recommendations.
Yeah. So in this document is first the recommendations, the ones that we displayed on screen in San Juan. And then there's again a summary of the feedback that we received from everybody in the room in San Juan, and also the link to the survey results from SurveyMonkey. Would you like me to send the link to you, Giovanni, via email? Or do you have...
No, it's okay, because I have downloaded everything. So I have front of me the results of the survey and also of the session that we had in San Juan.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, thank you. So unless I am mistaken, I do not see any big objections to the initial recommendations as we presented them to the group in San Juan. There were some comments, but overall there seems to be agreement with the six recommendations. Is that also your feeling?
Yeah, I think that I also see that there is a sort of consensus.
Mm-hmm. There were some comments on the first and the second recommendation. Whether to organize a CCNSO members meeting at every ICANN meeting, or whether to explore the possibility to organize a one-day CCNSO members meeting during the policy forum.
What I don't remember, if you are referring now to the group of Annabeth, I mean, are you referring to that one? You okay?
Indeed, Annabeth's group was not agreeing with the first recommendation.
Yeah, because I do not remember, honestly, who was in the group, but I know for sure
I was.
Because I spoke to you. You were in the group, Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Annabeth, I remember Annabeth has been always, since I kind of changed the meeting structure, and I spoke to her various times about this and at center and other occasions, that she has been always one of those, strongly opposing to the fact that it's like compulsory to have one system SEO meeting at each ICANN meeting, she believes that shouldn't be seen as compulsory, something that should be evaluated, over time. So I see that there is a disagreement from this working group to have one meeting at each ICANN meeting. But I remember also that one discussion I had with her was that, you know, she was not opposing. She was just saying that there should be a meeting if there is the need to have a meeting. That was, I remember well, the meaning of what she meant.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I would say it wasn't a very strongly held view in the group. And there were a couple of louder voices, and then there were most people were just sort of kind of learning about the topic. And for me, actually, the experience of the session and how it worked proves why it is actually so important to have face-to-face meetings. Because when we try and get output and perspectives from people through remote means, it's very slow. So I don't think that there's anything in the Annabeth group on recommendation one that means that we should change the recommendation. I don't think there's anything in any of the feedback that says we should change any of the recommendations.
Mm-hmm. There was one suggestion to rephrase recommendation 5 slightly, saying that the meeting program working group should attempt avoiding unnecessary overlap or duplications with regional organization meetings. So adding the word unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine as well. Jordan, what I see here in this summary, which is very useful, is that there is a lot. So I understood from the beginning that this working group is not supposed to look into the content of the different meetings. That is something for the program committee to look into. And, you know, I'm absolutely fine with that. But I think that this thing should be shared also with the, with the program committee that is in charge of the content, because a lot of the input is about the content and the way that sessions should be structured, and I think it would be quite important to follow up. I'm not saying immediately, but like in the Barcelona meeting this year, if there are, some sort of follow-ups on the basis of what was gathered as input during this session. Because again, it's really content related, and this should be taken on board by the program committee.
Jordan, any comments on that?
I completely agree. Mm-hmm.
I agree as well, and I think that's even implied in the recommendations, because the second recommendation, for instance, says that the meeting program working group should explore the possibility to organize a one-day CCNSO members meeting during the second ICANN meeting of the year. So that implies making a prioritization of the topics that should be covered during the policy forum. For Panama, it's most likely a little bit too early, even though the program working group can keep this recommendation in mind. But first, we need to make sure that the final report is being approved by the council. And that will probably, if we agree on the final report rather soon, I can send it to the council for their approval at the next council meeting, which is scheduled for the 26th of April, if I'm not mistaken, 26 or 29. 26.
Okay.
And that is already too late for the program working group to drastically revise the schedule. So
We can send them our draft report and send it to the council at the same time. Like, it doesn't, the draft report doesn't imply any major changes to the program.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Just ask them to think about whether you could fit a one-day meeting in the second slot. And I don't think people would expect necessarily to see it implemented straight away. But they could think about it.
there was some discussion in San Juan on what a one-day meeting is. Is it 2 half-days? Is it just 1 day? Is that something for the program working group to decide?
You mean for the policy forum?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember there was this discussion. I also remember that I'm a bit following what I discussed with Annabeth before and after. I think again that there should be, you know, there should be a meeting, but this meeting should be like structured in a way that people get more engaged. So again, we're speaking about the policy forum. Could be a nice way to, you know, again, and we are again into content, but to engage people from a policy perspective rather than have standard presentations or presentations that are, you know, mainly on topics that few CCTLDs are aware or are familiar with, should be something that is really with a moderator or a facilitator or whatever, something that could be, you know, easily arranged.
The issue is that we have the cross-community topics or the high-interest topics or whatever they are called for the policy forum now. And they are currently scheduled for the afternoons, so including the Tuesday and the Wednesday afternoon when the CCNSO members meeting is taking place. The deadline to submit topics for the SOs and ACs is the 12th of April. That's 1 day before the next program working group meeting is scheduled. As it looks now, there are no proposals from the CCNSO. So Alejandra sent out a call for proposals to the members mailing list and to the broader CCTLD community. And it looks like the cross-community topics or the high-interest sessions will be mostly GNSO-PDP related, and not all of them are necessarily of interest to the CCTLDs. So the program working group has a challenge to ensure a relevant program for the CCTLD community, and if that means having a parallel session with those cross-community sessions or high-interest topics that might not be of direct relevance to the CCTLDs, that is the case.
And couldn't this program committee circulate like a proposal of possible topics again to try to engage rather than waiting to receive like, you know, just throwing 4 or 5 topics and then, you know, asking the CCNSO community what they think about those topics to be, you know, dealt with at the next meeting at the policy forum.
Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that Alejandra is not here. She's a chair of the program working group. But yeah, we'll definitely transfer the suggestion to her.
Yeah, I think that would be what we've seen. When you give people an idea to argue with or a suggestion to think about, you get better input than just asking for a blank suggestion. So if they could do that, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some topics that we'll need to cover, such as a follow-up of this increased engagement that we managed to achieve in San Juan. There's also a follow-up probably on the session on disaster mitigation and how to impact the how to mitigate the impact of the natural disasters. Mm-hmm. And that will most likely be together with the Tech Day and TLD Ops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I presume we can move over to the next steps, or are there any further comments to the recommendations?
No.
the next step would be to finalize the final paper and to present it to the council. Would you agree if I modified the initial paper where that we used to ask input on, to convert it into a draft final paper and to send it to you for your approval before we send it to the council?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
The great joker, I would recommend just thanking people for the input, like in the session in Puerto Rico, and emphasizing mm-hmm. that as an example of why the meetings are useful.
Yeah.
And noting that that got more comment and input than all of the remote comment options.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I will also circulate some notes to this to the mailing list afterwards, especially also for Alejandra, because there was a proposal by Giovanni to ask the meeting program working group to circulate a number of proposals for input to the community before
possible topics. Yeah.
Finalizing the topic, the agenda. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Do you think that we need a next call once we agreed on the draft final paper? Maybe one final call to agree on the paper.
To say that's it, we close.
We can also do that online if you prefer to do so.
I don't care either way.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think we can easily agree online, but we may see this. Just have a look at the record, and then if we feel we need a faster call, we may arrange it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's probably the easiest way to go.
Maybe it would be a good idea if we just schedule the call already now, and we can always cancel it later. That makes it a bit easier from an administrative point of view.
True.
The council meeting is on the 26th. If we could have, if needed, a final call shortly before that, that would be great. So the 26th is a Thursday, so either earlier that week or the week before.
Personally, I can make it on the 23rd. Or on the 20.
Mm-hmm. 20 will be difficult for you, Jordan, because that goes into your weekend. So maybe Monday the 23rd?
Yeah, the 23rd would work, but the 20th wouldn't.
Yeah. I will send a doodle poll with some slots for the 23rd then.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Sounds good.
24th is not an option?
24th, I'll be on a plane in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Then we'll.
The evening of the 24th, UTC is a public holiday in New Zealand. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 25th. So 23rd in the evening, UTC is best for me.
Okay, understood. Thank you. I hope this works for Alejandra. Any other business?
Nope. No, not really. And just thank you for all the work, and I think it was it's been so far very productive and very to the point.
Thank you very much. It was a nice project to work on, and a nice team to work with.
Thank you.
Great. And we're almost finished. Hooray!
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes things can go quickly.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Then give you back some hours of your time.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jocke. We'll stay in touch.
Thank you. Have a nice rest of the day.
Bye bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Ciao ciao.
Bye.